God and control. When we speak of God being in control, we need to define what is meant by the term control. Control gives the idea of being in command of the situation, by expertise, as when flying an aircraft, by leadership, as when chairing a meeting or ordering an activity, or by fear, as when an armed person orders others around. Then there is control by manipulation. Hopefully, by God being in control, we do not mean that he manipulates affairs to suit himself. This understanding is contrary to freedom of choice, which we postulate God gave to his creation. One cannot claim freedom of choice and at the same time manipulate those who are making the choices. The government of God is not, as Satan would make it appear, founded upon a blind submission, an unreasoning control. SC 43. Why this essay? Firstly, because being in control is terribly important to human beings. It surfaces in our positional posturing, in the name games we play, and in the hierarchical authority structures we invent. Jesus addresses the issue so simply when he says, "Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." Matthew 20 hours, 26 minutes, and 28 seconds. Secondly, because an unrealistic concept of God's control asks questions like, where was God in the genocide in Rwanda? Where was God on the 11th of September, 2001 with the attacks on the New York Trade Towers? These questions assume God can control or manipulate the feelings of hate which inspire acts like these. Hatred carries its own consequences of violent feelings and destructive actions. That is the truth of the matter. When we hate, we destroy ourselves, even in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. Revelation 14:10. When will we take responsibility for our thoughts and feelings? When? That is a question we often evade by glibly stating, God is in control. God is the creator and sustains all life. He is in control in the sense that he could turn off any or all life support at any time, in the same way that the managing director of a power company can stop supplying power to the grid. It is unlikely that this would happen because the function of the company is to provide power at all times. So, to say that God could end all life is quite different to saying that he would. That God could terminate all life is then probably one of the meanings of stating, God is in control. When I am in control of my car, I can make it go where I want, when I want, and at the speed I want. In this usage, control is used as a synonym for total and complete manipulation. We use the term control to indicate that an individual is balanced in their behavior. In a negative sense, being out of control is associated with discouragement, depression, temper tantrums, and even suicide. It may also result in violence directed towards others, or a loss of interest in the normal affairs of life. Being in control means mental health. It is associated with hope for the future and an acceptance of present circumstances. It seems what is meant when we speak of God being in control is that God has not given up hope. He has not left us totally to the consequences of our choices, but has provided the band-aids and the antiseptics for our wounds. John 3:16. And given us the inspiration and the opportunity to choose a different alternative. He still believes in us and believes there is a solution to our present desperate situation. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. God believes that eventually his working by love and freedom will triumph over evil. Now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. The downfall of communism in Eastern Europe provides an interesting analogy. Communism's fall was a consequence of the system imploding on itself. The system was not destroyed by an outside power. It ended up being bankrupt, socially, morally, and financially. The system had done its best and failed. The hearts of the Soviets are highly unlikely to ever be tempted again by Marxism in the future. When the West offers food and capital to help rebuild the Soviet economy, the Soviets have a powerful incentive to adopt the capitalist system which has survived for centuries and would seem to be a superior system. In this sense, capitalism is in control now. This is what I suspect, or hope, we mean when we say that God is in control. We mean that his system of love and unselfishness will still be there when all other alternatives have collapsed. God's form of government will show itself to be the only system that works in the long run. This knowledge and experience is what will insulate the universe against any further rebellion. Every parent with a teenager knows the time will come when the parent will have to choose between retaining control of the car or providing the motoring freedom the teenager desires. One thing is sure, as the teenager drives away from home for the first time, the parent is no longer in control. Most parents spend the evening concerned for their safe return. That about sums it up. Adam took the car. He had to. If he was really free, there was a terrible catastrophe and we are still picking up the pieces or consequences today. We are really free. The mess the planet is in proves that once and for all. I am sure that God, in his kindness, would like to counteract every consequence of evil, but then we would not experience our freedom. We would be on a leash. The universe would be manipulated and we would not know the truth about choice, freedom and love. We would be God's pets, well cared for and happy as pets, but never knowing the mind of God. God is true to his desire for us to be free moral beings in every sense of the word. He will therefore not override the consequences of our choices and actions. There are abused children and God has to watch the abuse happening. When we speak of God permitting evil, we mean that because he values our freedom, he actually has to watch this evil taking place. It is frightening but responsible to think these thoughts. There are no simple answers as some Christians would like to believe. We cannot pray our way to health and wealth. We must eat right and work hard, and even then we might be poor and sickly because of the unrighteousness that prevails on the planet. A final point that needs to be considered is that there is an alien power at work. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. 1 John 5:19. The devil's work must not be left out of the picture. Yes, sinners are responsible for much of the evil on the planet, but so are the devil and his evil angels. They work tirelessly to destroy all that is good and healthy out of their hatred for God. So what shall we conclude? Is God in control? The answer depends on what aspect of control one has in mind. If it is God's sovereign power which he could use to manipulate the universe or people, the answer would be no. On the other hand, if one is concentrating on God's desire and enthusiasm for saving the race, the answer is yes. Well, it won't be over until the choir sings, "Hallelujah for our Lord God Almighty reigns." Revelation 19:6. Is God reigning at present? The answer is yes and number yes. He reigns physically all over the universe. Except here. Yes, he reigns in all his friends' hearts, but not in every heart. No, because he cannot physically reign on this rebellious planet at present. For the present there is an evil prince who reigns. John 12:31, 14:30, 16:11. As a consequence there is trouble, trauma and tragedy for God's friends. While God would like to protect his friends from all of these experiences, the evil prince gets at them from time to time. But it will not always be so. And the choir will sing when the reign of evil is over and God reigns. His reign is re-established forever by the choice of his friends and the demise of his enemies. The song of God reigning sovereign is sung often in the book of Revelation, 11:15, 17, 12:10, 15, 4, hallelujah. It is going to happen. It will happen eventually. I am a prisoner of hope and very glad for this hope.